USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A manhunt continues for the suspect involved in a shooting of a husband and son of a federal judge at their home in New Jersey last night. The son died in the shooting. The husband's hospitalized in critical condition. The gunman was reportedly dressed as a FedEx delivery man and shot Judge Esther Sala's husband when he answered the door. The son was shot moments later. This man lives down the street. He knows the family, especially the son who was killed.
Sad to see him go. He's a kid, like, you know. Or going to be a lawyer just like his dad did. Sad to see him go. I mean, my prayers go out to his family, of course. You know, they're good people.
The United States has a new higher 7-day average for new coronavirus cases. It recorded 64,650 new ones yesterday as Kentucky, Louisiana, Oregon, South Carolina, all of those states set new single-day records. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan is defending a decision to have federal troops deployed in Portland, Oregon. On Fox News, Morgan said the agency knew of information saying that federal buildings would come under attack in Oregon's largest city, and that led to the troops being deployed. However, local officials are demanding those troops now be removed. This is the last week millions of Americans will get an additional $600 in unemployment benefits because of the pandemic, the money part of the $2 trillion coronavirus relief package that Congress passed in March. More than 25 million workers have been collecting $600 a week on top of their state unemployment benefits, many of them getting more money than they would make if they were working. Golf legend Jack Nicklaus says he and his wife tested positive for the coronavirus back in March and quarantined in their Florida home for about 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The November race between incumbent President Trump and the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden is ramping up. Here's an update from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Decision 2020 is in full swing. Biden Deputy Campaign Manager Kate Bedingfield has released a statement saying for over a year, the Trump campaign has cycled through the same self-defeating attacks against Joe Biden and have failed to get traction on a single one. This comes after President Trump sat down for an exclusive interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, where he accused Joe Biden of wanting to abolish the police and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Wallace fact-checked him.
They run them poorly. It was always bad, but now it's gotten totally out of control, and it's really because they wanted to fund the police, and Biden wants to defund the police.
Sir, he does not.
Bedingfield continued in her firing back, calling the response to the coronavirus pandemic a catastrophic mismanagement that has led to over 140 deaths in the country.
I think we have one of the lowest mortality
That's
rates
true,
in the world.
We had 900 deaths on a single day.
We will
take a look this week.
And one of Elvis Presley's guitars going up for auction this week. His 1942 Martin D18 is expected to bring as much as $3 million. The auction starts Wednesday with a starting bid of $1.2 million. And find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.